عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we are going to go through Surah Hud عليه السلام, and we reached, I believe, 69, verse 69 last time. Yes, verse 69, and tonight we're going to go through 69 through 76, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا سلاما قال سلام فما لبث أن جاء بعجل حنيد فلما رأى أيديهم لا تصل إليه نكرهم وأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم لوط وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب قالت يا ويلتى أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعلي شيخا إن هذا لشيء عجيب قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت إنه حميد صدق الله العلي العظيم. So this is a new chapter in Surah Hud. We hear the stories of Salih and his community, and we hear the story of Hud and his community. And now there is a story of a new community, and that is the community of Lut. But on the way to get to the people of Lut, we stop by the people of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Ibrahim and Lut were related to each other. So Ibrahim meets some people that he does not recognize. They were unfamiliar. Nakirahum. But they were handsome. They were immaculate. They dressed very nicely. I don't know whether they put some perfume or not. I don't know. Probably. They looked very shining, very smiling, very happy. And Ibrahim was a generous man. Generous means that whenever someone comes to him, to his house, he must feed him. He must present him with food, delicious food. And in this case, it was a barbecued calf. Calf. C-A-L-F. Bi'ijlin haneef. Barbecued. So, immediately, before asking them whether they are hungry or not, whether they had lunch or not, he was generous. Ibrahim was generous, would not let his guest to leave the house without having food. And he's an example, of course, for us. And there is nothing better than feeding your guest. Feeding your guest, even if your guest is rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbu it'am at-ta'am wa ifsha as-salam. Two traits God loves to see in His servants. One of them, it'am at-ta'am, to give food to your guest. Even if your guests are rich, they don't have to be homeless. Even if they are rich, presenting them with food. It'am at-ta'am. And the second trait, wa ifsha as-salam, to make salam and greetings common. It means that you walk and left and right you greet people. You present them with salam. And you're going to see how they said to him salam and he answered their salam. We will see. So in 69 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا. Our messengers, meaning our angels. They are the messengers of God. Some stories say they were three people. Some say they totaled 12. 12 angels, they came to his house in the form of men. In the physical form of men. So they came to his house. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. They brought him glad tidings, good news, happy news, بِالْبُشْرَى. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They greeted him with salam. He answered, قَالَ سَلَامٌ. And my friends, we have to make salam common among us. Teach your children. I sometimes see some children, they enter the room, they don't greet, they don't say salam. They see their parents, they don't say salam to them. They see others, they don't say salam. High is good. High is not bad. But we have something that has more than a meaning, more than a greeting. It has an psychological, emotional, spiritual effect, the word salam. Because as-salam tahiyyatu ahlil jannah. The greetings of the people of paradise is not bonjour, bonsoir, or good morning, or hi. No, salam. Because it has deeper meaning. Salam carries with it a message of peace, tranquility, love, care, respect. So we have to make salam common. We have to teach our children. Even if they live in America, let them teach the American people how to say salam. Let them be proud of their Islamic heritage, Islamic background. Teach them. Teach your children to say salam to everybody. قَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ. He answered them with salam. فَمَا لَبِثَ. Immediately, because he is generous, he does not ask them, did you have lunch? Are you hungry? Do you want me to bring food? He didn't. Without asking them, فَمَا لَبِثَ. He hastened. فَمَا لَبِثَ means immediately. He hastened to bring them food. A roasted calf. A roasted calf. فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ. And I'm amazed how prepared he was. In his house, the food requires preparation. You know, sometimes some women, they nag, they don't want to cook, so you have to call the restaurant. At that time, Hatem restaurant did not exist. So, but he brought them food immediately. He put the food in front of them. فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ. Of course, in another verse, Allah describes this calf as being بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ, a fattened calf, not something small. He was generous. He would offer them something full meal, fattened. بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ. Now, what was the glad tidings that he brought to them? What was it? What do you think? Angels coming to go through the village where Ibrahim was on their way to Lut, to Sodom and Gomorrah, according to the book of Genesis. The biblical names, Sodom and Gomorrah. So they stopped by. They stopped by Ibrahim. But they brought him Bushra. Bushra means good news, glad tidings. What was the good news? What do you think? That he's going to have his second son. Because who was his first son? Ismail alayhi salam. From which mother, Ismail? From Hajar. And Isaac or Ishaq from whom? From Sarah. So now they came where, when Ibrahim was next to his wife Sarah, and then they are giving him Bushra, good news, that you're going to have a son. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِمْ. So he puts the dish in front of them, this delicious dish that smells good, smells very good. But he saw something very strange. Their hands does not reach toward this dish. They didn't grab the food. They didn't eat. They were not even interested in this food. Sometimes when you are hungry and the food is right in front of you, you can't wait. Believe me, come here and see in Ramadan. See it for yourself. How people rush after the prayers, before the imam says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, tables are full, alhamdulillah. But those guys were not interested. They were not interested. They didn't even look at the food. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ. نَكِرَهُمْ, it means it was something strange to him. Why they don't eat? Aren't they tired from this journey? They don't eat food? نَكِرَهُمْ, not only he felt strange. وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. He conceived a fear of them. Do they have bad intention? They are here to do what? To hurt me? Because usually the guest eats the food. But they didn't touch the food. So do they have something in mind? Something against me? وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. So he conceived a fear of them. He feared some ill intent. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They realized that Ibrahim is not feeling okay. He's fearful. So immediately they wanted to give him assurance that they are not there to hurt him. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ لُوطٍ. We are messengers of God. We are angels. We don't eat. We don't have desire. Angels do not consume any physical nourishment. Angels, they don't sleep. We have to sleep. Angels, they don't eat. They don't drink. And alhamdulillah, they don't get married. Alhamdulillah. They save themselves lots of headaches, believe me. So they have no desire. Angels have no desire for anything. Angels, what they do is just they worship God. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey their Lord, the commands of their Lords. ويفعلون, and they do everything God commands them to do. Therefore, angels are made of what? Pure what? Pure عقل, reason. عقل. They don't have any bit of material in them. No material desire. No material desire. Whereas us, the humans, are divided between two things. I'm going to speak about them tomorrow in the Friday prayers. On the one hand, aql, reason. On the other hand is what? Atifa, emotions, desires. And this is how we function. If you are made with a pure aql, then you are not going to have a partner. You are not going to have children. You are not going to have friends. You are not going to do anything. And this is why sometimes a human can ascend above angels if he or she could control their desire. Because angels have no choice. They don't have desire to control it. They don't have desire to control it. God did not create in them any desire. Whereas us, we have desires. So if we can control our desires, we become better than angels. قالوا لا تخف إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم لوط. We are telling you that we are the messengers of God. God has sent us to the people of Lut just to inform them, not to warn them this time, to inform them about the deadline, about the destruction. The destruction is coming soon, so we are just delivering this message to them. And since Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife was next to him, standing there. وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ. Sarah was standing and looking, watching this conversation. She smiled. فَضَحِكَتْ. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِغُلَامٍ. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِغُلَامٍ. Now, why did she laugh? There are many reasons. Some of them say she laughed because she knew that she was happy that the people of Lut are going to be destroyed. She laughed for that reason. Some people said she laughed because they didn't eat the food, so she said she can keep it for tomorrow, for lunch and dinner. And I think this is the reason. Yeah. So Sarah, she laughed, and then when she laughed, فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا, we gave her glad tidings. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ. Wow. She was 99 years old. Ibrahim was 120 years old. This is very promising for some of the men in the audience. You still can have children, inshallah. So, and she was shocked. Me? A son? I can conceive? They said, yes, you can conceive. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ. Not only we gave her the name of that child, we gave her his name and the name of his son. So a son and a grandson too. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبِ. Then what did she say? قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَتَا. يَا وَيْلَتَا, when you are astonished, when you are shocked of something. When you hear something unbelievable, you say, Ya waylata, oh, woe unto me, woe unto me. A'alidu wa ana ajuzun, shall I bear a child? When I'm an old woman, I'm old. A'alidu wa ana ajuzun wa hadha ba'liya shaykha. My husband is old too. Both of us are old. This is not an age that permits me to conceive with a child. أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ وَهَذَا بَعْلِيَ شَيْخًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Indeed, this is a very astounding thing to happen. Astounding thing. I've never heard of someone who can conceive at the age of 99. إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. She could not believe that. But God has made that for many people. God made it available for Ibrahim with his two sons, not just Isaac, before him Ismail. Ibrahim was 86 when Ismail was born. And also God did it with another prophet at a very old age. Which prophet is that? Zakariya. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Zakariya never wanted it. a son or a daughter until the day he saw Maryam. He saw how virtuous this lady is, how pious this lady is. This lady sits in her temple, in her room. No one comes into her. And every day he comes by, he sees food. قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. God will bestow and give whomever he wants without measurement, without limitation. When he gives, he gives a meal ready every day. At that time Zechariah, when he saw this lady dedicating herself to God, and God sending her a daily meal, at that time, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. He said, now I really need a son or a daughter like her. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. By the way, those who have a problem with conception, one of the best du'as to recite, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. Do not let me die single, where you are the one that bring heirs and children and offspring to us. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. Do not let me die at the time of death. I am single. I have no children, no offspring. This is one of the best prayers. And Zechariah used to do these prayers until God gave him Yahya alayhi salam. So here the angel said to Sarah, when she said, Inna hadha la shay'un ajib, this is a very astounding thing. What did they answer her? They said to her, Qalu ata'jabina min amrillah? Ata'jabina? Do you marvel at the commands of God? Do you marvel? This is God. This is not anyone. This is God who has the control of everything. This is God who can give anything to anyone. أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. May the mercy and the blessings of the Lord be upon you, the family of the house. So Sarah is the family of the house. The house of whom? Ibrahim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Maryam, Mary is from the family of which family? Al what Al? Al Imran. And we have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his family, his Al, are the best Al, the best household, the best family. They are an example for mankind. Other families, they envy them. They envy the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt. Innahu, indeed, our Lord is Hamidun. Hamid, what does Hamid mean? Do you know the meaning of your name? Praised. Hamid means praised. Where is Majid Nahwi tonight? Does he know the meaning of his name? Majid is a glorious. So Hamid is a praised and Majid is a glorious. Innahu, truly our Lord is a praised, glorious. Hamidun, Majid. Now, فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعِ. When the awe, the fear, had left Ibrahim. Because Ibrahim, when he saw them, he was shocked. Men coming to his house to visit him, they have no desire, they don't eat. What do you want from me? So there was a break, alhamdulillah. In the middle, the conversation between them and his wife, giving him the glad tidings. So now he's calm. He's in peace. He relaxed. Okay, he's not worried anymore. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعِ. رَوْعِ means awe. A-W-E, awe. The shock, the fear has left Ibrahim. What did he say? وَجَاءَتْهُ الْبُشْرَى. And then God told him, you're going to have the second son, Isaac. جاءته البشرى. The glad tidings came to him. يجادلنا في قوم لوط. He pleaded with us concerning the community of Lot. He started pleading, telling the angels, why do you want to destroy those people? Why do you want to go and tell them that you're going to be destroyed? What does that tell you about Ibrahim? What do you read in his character, in his disposition, when he's telling the angels, يجادلنا, he's pleaded to them. Pleaded to them concerning the community of Lot, saying to them, please, don't destroy them yet. Give them another chance. Those people are ignorant. Give them a chance to repent. Because the prophets, leaders, prophets, imams, messengers, they were all loving people. They had no grudge in their hearts. God chose them. Why did he choose them? There are many men in the society, but God chooses the best. The best in terms of what? In terms of wealth? In terms of physical size? In terms of what? In terms of character. And the most important thing in the character of a messenger that delivers the message of God is to be a loving and caring person. And therefore the ulama, the scholars, every da'iyah, everyone who invites people to God has to be number one, caring and loving. And listening and helping. If he's a prejudice, he has a prejudice, or he doesn't want to listen to people, then he cannot fulfill his mission. So Ibrahim knows those are the messengers of God, angels, and yet he was telling them, please, don't destroy them. Give them another chance. يجادلنا في قوم لوط. يجادل here, it's in the positive term, not negative term. Sometimes yujadil, arguing. He was not arguing, he was pleading, rather, in a positive term. Yujadiluna fi qawmi Lut. Then God says three things about Ibrahim. He says Ibrahim is a nice guy. And he says three things about him. Inna Ibrahim, verily, Ibrahim, truly Ibrahim was, inna Ibrahim, number one, lahalimun. Halim is a clement, merciful, mild, pleasant. The Halim, he has tolerance for people. This is the meaning of Halim. And this Halim is one of the characters of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Halim. Allah is mild. Allah is not tough. Allah is not savage. Allah is a pleasant. So this is one of the names of and attributes of God. Inna Ibrahim al-Halimun, number one. Okay, this is his character. This is how God describes him in 3 points. Halim, number one, he is Halim. He's a clement. Number two, Inna Ibrahim al-Halimun. Awahun. What does Awah mean? Tender heartness. Tender-hearted. His heart is merciful. He was not a brutal. He was not a person who wanted to revenge. And this is what God says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ لِنْتَ. Lint means you became tender-hearted. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Had you been stone-hearted, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكِ. You couldn't have gathered people around you. And this characteristic has to be in us too. You as a father, as a mother. If the father is tough on his children, on his family, his children are going to run away. If the mother does not care about her children, she yells at them every time they do something bad, children are going to run away. The best way to bring your children to you, through your manners, through your akhlaq. You have to be tender-hearted. So, inna Ibrahim lahalimun, number one, awahun, number two, and number three, munib, penitent, repentant. He was a prawn, always, and disposed to atonement, going back to God. Always he will go back to God. Always he says istighfar, even if he thinks he did not do something wrong, because he loves God. Because al-istighfar darajatul aliyin, istighfar is a level, the highest level of faith. Darajatul aliyin wa ma adraka ma aliyun, those of the highest rank. So even if we think that today we did not do anything wrong, it's good to say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say every single day, every single day, in every session before he leaves his session, he would say 70 times astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. 70 times. So these are the characteristics of Ibrahim. Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahun munib. Munib comes from inaba. What does inaba means in Arabic? Huh? Inaba, yunib, inaba. Huh? Al-awda, returning. Returning to where? To God. Because you know how many times we get drifted from God a day? You know how many times? When we hear something bad, when we see something bad, when we say something bad, when we think about something bad, when we watch something bad, we get drifted away. And if we get drifted away, sometimes it's like the rip currents here in the ocean. They tell you if you go, there are rip currents. If you get stuck, you can't go back. That's it. You are drowned. In this life, we could be drowned. So we have to go back to God. Munib, we do inaba. We return to God. Inna Ibrahim la halimun awwahun munib. And then the last verse. Ya Ibrahim, a'rid an hadha. Allah is, the angels are telling him on behalf of God, oh Ibrahim, turn away from this. Turn away. Don't intercede on behalf of those people. Because we're going to listen. We're going to hear what those people did. And therefore the deadline came to them. Because God has given them chances. God is not the God of hate or killing or destruction. He has given them many, many chances. But they did not heed the call. So, Ya Ibrahim, a'rid an hadha. Turn away from this. Innahu qad ja'a amru rabbik. Truly the command of your Lord has come. Has come. Qad ja'a amru rabbik. Because God has given them many chances. He puts them on hold many times. He will forgive them. But they don't. They don't go back to him. They insist on their wrongdoings. Innahu qad ja'a amru rabbik. وَإِنَّهُمْ آتِيهِمْ عَذَابٌ غَيْرُ مَرْدُودٌ. Surely a punishment that cannot be repelled comes upon them. Cannot be repelled. You know, sometimes God decides to punish someone. But that person, he pays charity. That person, that day, reaches out to his mother. He says something good to his mother. He helps his father. He helps his cousin. He does an act of goodness. God intercepts the punishment. He aborts the punishment. The punishment is coming down. God puts a brake on it. So it does not reach the person. It doesn't reach him. Because he did something good. God says, for the sake of this goodness, I'm going to spare his life, her life. You know how many times we are supposed to be killed by accidents? It's written that today this guy has to be killed by this accident, this act, this bombing, this whatever, this shooting. But you pay charity. You help someone. You do an act of ihsan. You do birrul walidain. You become dutiful to your mother that day, to your father, to your brother, to your cousin, to your uncle, to someone in the family. You feed someone, a homeless. God changes the plan. And this is called in philosophy, this is called bida'. Yamhullah. This is in the Quran. In this book. يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت وعنده أم الكتاب. He changes the plan last minute because of the good act that you did. God says, let me keep him another 20 years. He did something good. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Sometimes an act of goodness erases many acts of what? Evil. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. This is why we have 5 daily prayers. They are spread over the day and the night. Why? Because in between we do something bad and then we stand for the prayers. These prayers are going to erase the past. You do the morning prayers. Between morning and noon, you may do some bad things. When you stand for the noon prayers, they're going to erase the bad things of the morning, between the morning and the noon. When you stand for Maghrib, it's going to erase. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. This is a reminder for those who are willing to be reminded. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. إن شاء الله Thursday we're going to have tafsir. We continue on Surah Hud, the first part. The second part we have Professor Talal Turfa is, he has written a book, so he's going to be here, speaks about his book, and then he will sign the copies of his book to the audience, inshallah. Thursday, August 9th. And tomorrow, inshallah, the youth camp is going to begin. So this is last minute announcement. If you are interested to join, Haj Ahmed, do you want to say something? Okay, so Haj Ahmed is the director of the camp. May Allah bless him. He's been doing this for the last 19 years. Dealing with our teenagers, 19 years. Inshallah, inshallah. A noble man, dedicated man, man of God, Haj Ahmed. He takes care of them. 2 camps, not just one, the youth and the junior. He's been doing this for 19 years. So may Allah protect him, protect your youth, your children, your sons, your daughters. Inshallah, they enjoy this camp. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.